Dave Peck works for Smith Insurance Brokers in Niantic. He says this is one of the busiest times he can remember in 30 years in the industry.
These days, most of the calls have been from individuals whose plans have been discontinued, and they're looking for a place to go.
Peck says if the person who's looking for coverage is pretty healthy, he can find them another policy under this year's rules. If they're a bigger risk, they have to look to next year's plans, which, under the Affordable Care Act, can't deny coverage.
But now it's a question of price. We've seen rate increases up to 100%. There's definitely some sticker shock, no question.
The president's about-face on individual policies that don't comply with the Affordable Care Act was supposed to be a response to the hundreds of thousands of people across the country who are receiving cancellation notices. Insurance companies would be allowed to sell those non-compliant plans for one more year, said Mr. Obama. But after some clarification, he left it to the states to decide whether to adopt the change.
I understand that Connecticut citizens are frustrated. They have a right to be frustrated. But the truth is that the solution offered a week ago by the president doesn't work in Connecticut.
That's Governor Malloy at a news conference this morning. He says it won't work partly because almost half of individual policies in the state are not affected and partly because the insurance industry isn't on board.
Of the remaining group that could be potentially impacted, insurers have told the state that they do not plan to continue those policies which are already slated to be replaced.
He did offer some wiggle room for residents who now find they're shopping for coverage unexpectedly. He's instructed the state's health exchange, Access Health CT, to extend the deadline for sign-up for 1 week to December 22nd if you need coverage by January 1st. Just who is and isn't affected isn't easy to decipher, though, and that became apparent at a meeting of the legislature's Insurance Committee, where Deputy Insurance Commissioner Anne Melissa Dowling attempted to explain a chart to the lawmakers.
Let's look over at the line that says Aetna. They offered 12,005, 5,000 accepted, so you have the balance who were given the chance, another 7,200 or so who did not. And so they're in this number, too. So if you subtract the amount who had the chance...
Bottom line, the department's estimate is that although 70,000 individual policies in the state are not being renewed, only 16,000 people in Connecticut might have had the chance to renew if the state had adopted the Obama fix and their insurers had agreed. But Dowling says rates would inevitably have gone up even on those non-compliant plans and the fix would have been temporary.
The fact that this proposal might have only kicked the can down the road for 1 year and would not have provided a meaningful or lasting situation was a very important factor to the state of Connecticut.
Republicans in the state accused the Malloy administration of failing its citizens in not implementing the fix. Representative Robert Sampson says, as far as he's concerned, the numbers don't add up.
The goal of the exchange and Obamacare in general is to keep people from being uninsured. And it seems to me we've had some cancellations and we've had some new signups, but I would venture to guess there are more people uninsured in Connecticut than there were before we started this.
Connecticut joins New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, who have all made the decision not to adopt the administration's proposal. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.